Our Wisconsin in Black and White series on the racial wealth gap focused on the barriers to homeownership for people of color in Wisconsin. Special project journalist Merv Seymour launched the project and tonight has this report on work in two cities to get people into their own homes, starting first in Milwaukee.
The city of Milwaukee has a $5,000 grant, but you have to live in the city of Milwaukee.
School is always in at Milwaukee Area Technical College.
The minimal credit score requirement to get pre-approved for a home loan is 620.
On this day,
make sure that you're paying your bills on time.
Members of the Men of Color Initiative, a mentoring group that helps black and brown men get through college, learned about the ins and outs of what it takes to become a homeowner.
You need to show that you've been working for like 6 months to a year.
The goal is to encourage and educate students like Jeremiah Crawford to become homeowners sooner rather than later.
I think home ownership for the black community is a dream that many don't believe they can achieve.
When I bought that duplex, I was not making a lot of money at all.
It's more than just having a place to stay. It's about building your future. You don't want to have to continue to rent from someone and paying their mortgage when you can be paying your own mortgage.
The Alvarado Real Estate Group is a small brokerage.
From a small office just down the street from Camp Randall Stadium in Madison, owners of Alvarado Realty Group look to change the game in real estate.
We are unapologetic about supporting black and brown homeownership.
They do it by putting their mouth where their money is. Sarah Alvarado candidly admits growing up, she thought everyone had an equal path towards owning a home.
At last, the Bryants have all the space they need. Big floor-to-ceiling closets for each member of the family.
If your parents go to college, you just assume you're going to go to college. And if your parents have a house, you assume you're going to have a house. So it wasn't until I started working with people who was like, oh my gosh, you know, to own a house is my dream.
Historians and housing experts openly acknowledge for too long, federally run race-based policies like redlining and overall discrimination have systemically kept homeownership out of reach for most black and brown families.
Dane County numbers, it's 15% of families that are black or brown own homes compared to 65% of white families. In 1968, when they had the Fair Housing Act, and then they were like, okay, now no discrimination, you know, black and brown people go ahead and try and catch up to this accumulation of wealth and these neighborhoods that have been segregated on purpose and these school districts that have been segregated on purpose. How is that possible without there being a plan of some sort?
Sarah and her husband's plan is called Own It, Building Black Wealth.
It is a down payment assistance program with an education aspect to it.
In a partnership with One City Schools, where more than 85% of the students are black and brown, Own It funds a $15,000 payment towards a home for any One City teacher or parent.
We're about learning and teaching about wealth building, because wealth building in itself is critical and there are lots of different ways to do it.
Fueled by a growing number of real estate professionals, investors, homeowners, and anyone who wants to change the narrative, contributions and proceeds from home sales drive Own It.
We get a lot of contributions within the real estate industry and within the community. And we've had sellers who, at the time of closing, write a check. Sometimes it's $1,000.
Meet Jody Pope and her son Cameron.
We knew nothing as children really about home ownership.
When you put your fingers on there, what does it do?
Since Own It took launch in 2020, the Sun Prairie single mom is one of 10 families in the Madison area who now proudly owns and no longer rents because of the program.
Home ownership is significant. It was an emotional process because I almost didn't get the keys. This was my seventh offer.
We met with Jody days away from the one-year anniversary of her move-in.
It's ours, so it gives you a sense of pride, a sense of ownership. I've kind of leaned into my projects, and I've hung drywall. I painted. My son and I are social, and I love to be able to host people over here. No one can tell you to leave. No one can tell you what you can do. You can paint the wall. You can, you know, put Steph Curry stickers all over the wall and on the ceiling fan.
His mom says gradually, Cameron is getting more comfortable in their new community.
My son can walk to school. He never has had the neighborhood experience of having friends that live two and three doors down. Being able to provide that stability to go to the same school for your entire life from here out, right? That type of stability to form those relationships with the friendships, with teachers within the school district is key.
Jody says most importantly, her son is learning about wealth and home ownership.
To teach him how to put a new handle on a toilet, which I've done, how to unclog a garbage disposal. Our housing prices, rental prices, it leaves us out. We need to do this.
The name Own It represents the painful past.
Owning the history of what has happened in the real estate industry.
While supporting the promising future.
It is literally me owning this place.
Reporting for Here Now, I'm Murph Seymour.
Next week on Wisconsin in Black and White, a look at health divides in Wisconsin. For more on this and other issues facing Wisconsin, visit our website at pbswisconsin.org and then click on the news tab.